I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For listening, it is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Rest in peace to Tina Turner. She passed away earlier today at the age of 83 years old. We are off a little bit early today because of the Kansas City Royals. The Royals are off tomorrow. Rob, am I correct in that?
They are off tomorrow.
The Royals are off tomorrow. They are looking to win today to win their series against the Detroit Tigers. We have played 50 Royals games so far this season, and the Royals have won 15 of those. We'll get you a random lineup here coming up in just a bit. Rob, did you pull the audio up that I just sent you? All right, hold on. I got distracted a little bit. I apologize that I got distracted by this, but I'm here telling you that this distraction was very much worth it. So Herm Edwards, he got let go from Arizona State. He's back on ESPN. He was on NFL Live today, and he was talking about the Chiefs. Listen to the concern that Herm Edwards has about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Every week, you're somebody's big game. You're the hunted now. Everybody is going to play good against the Chiefs because they know they're the world champion. Yeah. And that's what you got to understand. And these players have to understand. You're going to get your opponent's best game every week. That's 17 games. People are going to be up to play you, to try to beat you. And that's what you got to guard against. You can't have a letdown because you're good enough. You're talented enough to go right back to where you went last year. But the problem is, can you keep your energy level up week in and week out?
Rob, what's been happening the last 5 years with the Chiefs? Isn't it exactly what he's talking about? Haven't the Chiefs been the biggest game on everybody's schedule? Either they've been the Super Bowl champions, or they've been the team that just went to the Super Bowl, or the team that just played in the AFC championship game. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has been in a constant cycle of what Herm Edwards is talking about for the last 4 years of his life. Andy Reid has been in this cycle. Travis Kelce has been in this cycle. Chris Jones, Legarius Sneed has been in this cycle for long enough. That's not a concern of mine about the Chiefs. I might have some concerns. I wish they had a little bit more proven at the wide receiver position. Who knows about their left tackle? There's legitimate reasons to have a couple of questions about the Chiefs. But rising to the occasion is not in the top 100 things that I'm worried about with the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you think this is Herm just, he been in college for a while, so he just don't know? You know, he's busy. He's worried about his own stuff. But I think the Chiefs know exactly what he's talking about. I don't think that that's a new thing for the Chiefs. Now, if that's your message to the Eagles, I think that's fair. If that's your message to Jacksonville, hey, nobody's going to take you lightly anymore. People expect you to be good. If that's your message to the Detroit Lions, hey, there's real expectation. Sometimes you wouldn't get a team's best because they looked at that as being an automatic win. We all know the teams that you look at whenever you get the schedule and you start marking off the W's and the L's. The Chiefs are normally a team. You know what you should do when you see them coming on the schedule? Put an L by it. Because that's a game that you're more than likely going to lose. I think teams know that. I don't think that that's lost on Kansas City.
What on earth is Herm talking about? If you had this take last year, hey, you know, the Chiefs, they kind of had a regression. They lost at home in the AFC title game. You know, they don't have Tyreek Hill anymore. You know, the division just beefed up. Look at the Raiders. They had Devontae Adams. Look at the Broncos. They had a Russ. Look at the Chargers. They had Khalil Mack. Are they ready to be the hunted week in and week out? I would be like, all right, that's a fine take. Following the COVID year, the Chiefs lose in the Super Bowl. If you had said, hey, here come the Browns, you better watch out for the Chargers. Oh, goodness. You know, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase might be a problem. The Chiefs ready to be the hunted. That's a fine take. If you had said in 2020, hey, I know it's a weird year, no fans, but you're coming off a Super Bowl. Everyone wants to beat you. You're talking about run it back and you're taking a victory tour. Can you ready to be the hunted? That's fine. It is 2023. The Chiefs have been the hunted for at least four seasons, probably five. They are ready to be the hunted. They are 100% equipped to be the hunted. They have been getting everyone's best shot week in and week out for four seasons. They have been the game on the schedule everyone circles for four seasons. Stop it. I'll give Herm the benefit of the doubt. He's been down in Tempe cheating, and that's why he got run. And maybe he didn't notice this was happening in the league. But Herm, this is not some earth-shattering new watch-out take. This has been happening to the Chiefs for a long time.
You know how bad you got to be at cheating right now in 2023 for you to get in trouble when there are basically no rules in college athletics? You can pay the players now. What did you get in trouble for? How are you cheating?
Can you imagine being cheating in the current climate and then still being 6-6 every year?
You're still average.
We cheated so much and we got to mediocrity.
Yours is still average.
We're the fifth best team in the Pac-12 South. Woo, all the cheating is working.
I'm going to play this audio for you guys. Let's just keep the ESPN vibes going. Dan Orlowski was on ESPN earlier today, and he gave his two teams, the two teams best equipped to beat the Chiefs.
But now he's got that chip on his shoulder that I'm going to prove everybody wrong and that I'm still the baddest dude on the planet, while also being excited about where he is and who he's doing it with, his offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. And I think the Jets are in like this very unique space. There's two teams that I think are the most equipped to beat Kansas City, because that's what this season is about. Mm. One is Buffalo. Everyone keeps sleeping on Buffalo. And then the two are the New York Jets. Those are 1-2 to go knock off Kansas City and get back to the Super Bowl. Cincinnati, and I think also, here's my push out back on Cincinnati in a second. I think this is the best defense Aaron's ever played with. And he played with one really, really good defense in Green Bay in like 2010, I think. They won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This will be the best defense he's played with. Energized, offended, and talented, this is a team that could absolutely beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. Here's my issue with Buffalo. It's a lot different than my issue with the Jets. My issue with Buffalo is very simple. They ask their quarterback to do too much. It is very, very difficult if you were asking your quarterback to be your obvious passing option and your number one rushing option. In order for Buffalo to go through the NFL playoffs, they need their quarterback to throw for 250, 300 yards. They also need that same person to run for 70 or 80 yards. And if your quarterback doesn't do those things, you don't beat Kansas City. You don't beat Cincinnati. You don't navigate the AFC playoffs. The biggest problem to me with Buffalo is the load that they're asking their quarterback to carry. Like, sure, Jalen Hurts is part of the Eagles' run game. They also had Miles Sanders, who ran for 1,200 yards last year. Like, you got to be able to make things a little easier on your quarterback, and Buffalo just hasn't done that. So to me, Buffalo is not a legitimate Super Bowl contender. You can make the playoffs doing it the way that you can do it. Playoffs. You can make the playoffs that way. You cannot win a championship. To make an NBA comparison for those of you that watch it, The Suns can be really good in the regular season with their roster. They can be really good. You aren't getting far in the playoffs if you don't have an 8-man rotation in the NBA. You're not getting far. You're not beating Denver with 5 people. You're not beating the Heat with 5 people. The Lakers, you're not doing it. That's the problem I think the Buffalo Bills are trying to do in the NFL. Your quarterback is being asked to do everything. Mahomes is being asked to do a lot. He's also not the Chiefs' number one rushing option. It don't really work that way. When it comes to the Jets, I'm cautiously optimistic about the Jets. Super cautiously optimistic. We will know everything we need to know about the Jets in the first half of the season. Their first month is Buffalo at Dallas, New England, and Kansas City. You play 3 playoff teams and a divisional opponent. The next 4 games, they play on the road against the Broncos. I have no clue what the Broncos can be. I'm not super high on the Broncos, but they also got a coach that I really like, and they fired a coach that I absolutely hated. The Broncos could be better this year. It'd be hard to be worse. They were one of the 5 worst teams in the NFL last season. Philadelphia on the road against the Giants. Not really a road game because they share a stadium, but you're playing a team that made the postseason last year. And you play the Los Angeles Chargers, another team that made the postseason. In the first 8 games of the season, the Jets play 6 teams that made the playoffs last year. We will know everything we need to know about the Jets around Halloween. Everything we need to know. I'm not super high on the Jets. I think they're missing the playoffs this year. A lot of you think the Jets are going to be good and are going to make the playoffs this year. We'll know around Halloween how legitimate they are. They play Buffalo, a contender. They play Dallas, a contender. They play Kansas City, a contender. Philadelphia, a contender. The Chargers, a good football team last year. The Giants, a team that won a playoff game last season. We will know everything we need to know early enough with the New York Jets. I'm not ready to put them in that conversation, although a lot of other people are.
I'm not falling for the Broncos stuff, the Jets this year. Aaron Rodgers has maybe not as many, but there are markers that he was not great last year. The same markers existed for Russell Wilson. I ignored them. I was wrong. Nathaniel Hackett is the OC of the Jets. I believed in Nathaniel Hackett last year, the head coach of the Broncos. I'm not falling for it again. I think the Jets will be better. I think the Jets will be fighting for a wild card bid. I think the Jets will, you know, surprise people if they didn't have all this media buzz, but I am not falling for it with the Jets. That's a 10-7 team. That's a, at best, 10-7 team, a 9-8 team that gets in the playoffs, similar to last year's Dolphins, but no one sees them in the playoffs and thinks, boy, what a Super Bowl threat. I don't see it. I might be wrong, but for now, I am not buying into Jets hype.
The Royals have started their season 15-35. They are 20 games under 500 as we are heading into Memorial Day. Rob, is there anything the Royals can do to get people back?
No. Not this year, because they're not going to rattle off 20 in a row and get back to 500. They're kind of out of the young, sexy prospects, which we know Cansey loves a young, sexy prospect. I don't think they're going to make a move for a player that moves the turnstiles. I think they're going to be sellers in the next month. I don't think there's anything in 2023 that will get people to the ballpark. That doesn't mean there's no reason to keep it on the team or there can't be marked success going forward from here out. But to get fans back, no. I think that time has come and gone.
I mean, I would guess that too. To me, we have this conversation all the time about, well, I'm not necessarily concerned with the win-loss record. It's about the development of the young guys. Is there even anything with the development of those guys of something that we can track and watch and get excited about? I mean, this Royals season has gone about as poorly as you could hope that it could have gone. I mean, let's say that you were really optimistic about Bobby Witt Jr. You know what Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting this year? He's hitting .227. His on-base percentage is .266 this year. Bobby Witt Jr. has not been good. MJ Melendez, like coming into the year, that was the big three, right? It was Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, and MJ Melendez. MJ Melendez is hitting .206, .285. Vinny Pasquantino hasn't been bad this year. He's been encouraging, but you kind of put all of your hopes and dreams and expectations into their three guys really having a big season and taking a step forward. They haven't done that. Now, that's just the ebb and flow of being a young player. Like, I'm not ready to count Bobby Witt Jr. out, not by any means. He's 22 years old. But after the season that he put together last year that I thought was pretty encouraging, you were kind of hoping for that step forward. He hit 254 last year, had an on-base percentage of 297. He hit 20 home runs last year, 80 RBIs, had 30 stolen bases last year. Like, you were coming into this year like, hey, Bobby's going to take a step forward. He get more plate appearances, more at-bats. He's going to be ready to hit the ground running. He struggled this year. Melendez has struggled this year. Even if you're not evaluating the Royals off win-loss record, individually, they haven't taken the step forward that a lot of people thought that they were going to take. We'll get to the hits coming up in just a bit, but you guys know the rules. If we talk about the Royals in the 5 o'clock hour, it can only mean one thing.
We're where you want to be.
Carrington, there's been a lot of talk about Eric Hosmer today on the show as if it's 2011, which brings us to our random Royals lineup from Hosmer's first year at the Royals, 2011. On this date in 2011, the Royals lost on the road to the Baltimore Orioles. Here is your random Royals lineup. Leading off in left field, Alex Gordon.
Okay.
Batting second, in center field, Melky Cabrera.
Hey, the Melkman. We haven't got a Melky Cabrera random lineup in a minute. Melky, see?
Batting third, the first baseman, Eric Hosmer.
Hey, Eric.
Batting fourth in the cleanup spot, in right field, Jeff Francoeur.
Jeff Francoeur. He was Hunter Dozier before Hunter Dozier.
Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Billy Butler.
Oh, this team's not that bad.
They ain't that good,
but they ain't that bad either.
Batting sixth at third
base. Here's where it starts to fall off the cliff.
Wilson Bettamete.
Oh, my goodness. Wilson Bettamete.
Batting seventh at second base, Mike Aviles.
Hey, Mike Aviles has my favorite swing of all time. I just love Mike Aviles.
Batting eighth, behind the plate, Brian Peña.
Hey, Brian P.
And batting
Brian
ninth,
with a Y.
And batting ninth, the shortstop, Alcides Escobar.
How many games did this 11 team win?
By the way, the Royals were started that day by Danny Duffy.
Hey,
but
it's our guy.
The 2011 Royals went 71-91.
What's Danny Duffy up to these days? Is he still in Major League Baseball?
He was on someone's roster at last check, but he's, you know, battling injury pretty badly.
I mean, that was his time in Kansas City, too. Is Danny Duffy still in the league?
Maybe he's on a roster somewhere on an IL, but I don't know, he's not pitching.
Oh, he didn't play last year at all, so maybe he's not.
Yeah.
I'm on his baseball reference page. We didn't get a 2022. Danny Duffy, I'd say it's safe to say you're retired. 34 years old. How much money do you think Danny Duffy made in his Major League Baseball career? Take a guess.
Oh, I bet it's smaller than you think. I bet it's 25 mil.
Oh, I'm over. I'm going to go over on 25 million.
When was his massive
deal?
Hold on, let me look.
I'm not going to look first. What'd you say?
I said 25 mil.
36.
Okay.
I'm going to go $36 million. So let me look and see.
We're in the same ballpark. You made it sound like I was crazy.
Danny Duffy made $67 Whoa. Million dollars in his Major League Baseball career. 67. He got paid by the Royals. We just forgot about that. He got paid $63 million by the Royals.
I never remember that. I don't remember a massive contract, but.
I let you sway me on my guy got paid.
I mean.
Danny Duffy got paid $67 million. What a life. He also got his 10 years in the majors, too. And he's out the game. He signed a 5-year, $65 million deal with the Royals in 2017. 5 for $65. That does it.
I just forgot that deal.
That 5 for $65 does it. Oh, that definitely happened. All right, Rob, you know what, man? You know what? Let's get to the hits.
The hits. Getting you caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City on your drive home from work, number one.
Well, Carrington, as OTAs or minicamp or whatever one's happening out at Arrowhead is happening, The biggest story of the day in Kansas City is the Kansas City Chiefs, and specifically Patrick Mahomes, as he was asked earlier today about his contract and the balance of making more money but being able to keep other guys on the roster.
It's not about being the highest paid guy. It's not about making a ton of money. I've made enough money where I'll be set for the rest of my life. But at the same time, you got to find that line where you're making a good amount of money, but you're still keeping a lot of great players around you so you can win these Super Bowls and you're able to compete in these games.
Is that a hard line to walk?
Yeah, it is. I think it is for all these guys. And I think you see the guys that are getting paid this last offseason, they're trying to find that right spot. Everybody wants to get paid a lot of money. And whenever they think they're the best at their craft, they want to get paid like that. But at the same time, if you look at the greats in the league, I mean, they find that right spot where they're getting paid a lot of money, but at the same time keeping a lot of these great players around me. And so I understand you look at the team and, you know, you got guys like Chris and Snead and even Travis, all these guys that you need to keep around you to have these great teams. But at the same time, you want to make sure you're taking care of yourself. So we have open communication. I think that's the biggest thing. And you see that from Clark, you see that from Coach Reed, you see that from Veach and everybody, is we just try to make sure that we have the best team on that football field and everybody gets what they deserve.
Carrington, doesn't that take by Patrick Mahomes kind of echo what we talked about when Florio started spouting off about his deal?
All right, you know what? Let's just fade the music down and we'll talk about this the rest of the way. Now, I don't know this to be 100% fact because I never touched this kind of money, but I do know a lot of people who have made a lot of money in their lives just by the basis of doing this job. I'm going to assume at some point it's not about quality of life differences anymore. Like, let's say that Patrick Mahomes got another $100 million today, just fell from the sky. An investment hit for Patrick Mahomes. He bought in on some company. They sold the company. He gets $100 million tomorrow. Do we think that that changes Patrick Mahomes' life? Sure, it's great. He has $100 million more dollars. He already flies private anywhere. He already sits courtside at any NBA game that he wants to go to. He already is the most beloved person in a city. He has 2 Super Bowl rings, 2 Super Bowl MVPs. He will never have to work. His wife never has to work. He is 100% financially secure and financially stable. Does that $100 million move anything in Patrick Mahomes' life? I know it sounds crazy because we're talking about $100 million. He's one of the few people that we can say that about. So once you get to that point where money no longer is a source of happiness, now it's other things. I've got the money part figured out. I've checked this box. I'm good. I'm good. My wife is good. My family is good. My little ones are good. Their little ones are good. Everybody around me is perfectly fine. What else do I want? It's clear that he likes to enjoy his offseason. He gets to do that. He goes to Coachella. He goes to the Met Gala. He gets to hang out with Luka Doncic. He has a great life. Now it's about a work-life balance. And how do I make the work time as good as it can be? Well, in football, I got to make some sacrifices in order for the team, for the group. I got to take a little bit less so I can ensure that Travis Kelce's happy. I got to take a little bit less to make sure that we can sign L'Jarius Sneed and keep this defense together and give me the best chance to win. He is chasing something that you can't buy, legacy. He can go buy a lot of things. Tomorrow, he can go buy a new Rolls Royce. He can go get the most expensive watch that we have ever seen. You can't buy legacy. And in the NFL, the only way that you buy it is by winning and playing in important football games. And in a salary cap league, sometimes it means you got to make some sacrifices. He understands that, and he has shown us that every single time the money conversation comes up. We're off a little bit early today because of the Royals. Tomorrow we have a full show tomorrow because the Royals are off. We'll be back again tomorrow. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.